ready?
Addendum technology, because he's not on the agenda.
Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. If everyone would please stand to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. All right, ordinarily, I would read some instructions, but because of the room, it's empty. I'm gonna bypass reading the instructions. And for roll call, I'd like to acknowledge the presence of Patrick Dearson, who was recently sworn in, and we look forward to having Mr. Dearson participate in future discussions. And we have the other three members, Matthew Tramp, Carol Lee White, and myself in attendance. So we have a quorum of four. I am going to bypass public comment because there is no public here to really make a comment. I will, however, ask for approval, a motion to approve the minutes for September 9th. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Okay, it's been moved. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor of accepting the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion carries. All four of us said aye. Is there a motion to accept the agenda, knowing that item one of part four, part six, is being held over till the next meeting? Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Move with amended, as amended.
All right, there's a motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, motion carries. All right, let's go on down to informational items.
Yeah, one thing this evening that I have, Mr. Chair, is that there's a trunk or treat that is being scheduled from 6 to 8 p.m. on October 29th. It will be at 4525 New Forest Drive. There'll be candy games, face painting, bounce house, and other activities. And the thing that we always note for the record is that while supplies last. So that's it for this evening.
All right, thank you, sir. As I said, item one of part six is been extended to the next meeting. Moving to general business, this is the part where we take public input regarding suggestions for FY 2027 budget requests. There's no members of the public. However, Mr. Shannon, if you could just say what it is, because there are some items that board will be presenting.
And Patrick, we discussed this at previous meetings. Every year, per the legislature, we're to make a budget request. Town board doesn't wield a budget per se, but what we do every time at this year is that we seek public input. The board members have opportunities to make recommendations for anything in Spring Valley. What then happens based on what the recommendations are made? If it's a public works item, then I'll meet with the director of public works. If it's social services, if it's parks or whatever it may be, then I will go to them and let them know that the town board has made the recommendation and try to get them to incorporate it into their budget. With the rationale being is that, all the different departments, there's limited funding, and oftentimes what the board is recommending is, are things that are certainly needed in the area. It gives the, in my belief, it gives the different departments then some additional support to when they're making their requests to say, well, these came directly from the town board and we're including those based with their support as well. So, we've discussed this at two previous meetings, and the things that have been brought up that I have on the cumulative list is that Carol had recommended including stop signs with lights or additional paint on the right-of-way to increase visibility at Twain and Beechwood, as well as Mountain Moss and Beechwood. Carol also recommended a crosswalk at Grand Canyon and Cherokee to improve safety for kids walking to Hayes Elementary. I had a letter that had come to me with a specific request from an individual that could not be here, requesting that you consider repaving Torrey Pines from Flamingo to Twain. We also received a request from a neighbor not too far from here as well for no parking signs on Viking between Buffalo and Miller. There were signs there previously. My suspicion is that the truckers ran them over, but it's specific to trucks that park in that area. And that I have a suggestion. It's a community center. Things get beat up, but as you can tell, we're down to one town advisory board chair, not chair you, but the chair you're sitting in. And then perhaps you guys might want to make that recommendation that they purchase chairs again for the board members. And then anything else that, that you may want to recommend this evening. So I'm here to listen and include it. And then if you want to make one motion, including everything, that you may have additional suggestions, and then we'll go from there.
All right, and if you wouldn't mind taking notes.
Yes, yep.
All right, so let's go from the newbie all the way up to the not-so-newbie. So Mr. Garrison.
I do have a request. This is one that is actually in the Fix-It app. It was a request for a new traffic signal device and a study for crosswalk, flasher, or four-way stop sign, street light, or traffic signal at the intersection of Glendale Road and West Russell Road. And this was assigned to Public Works, and they had done an inquiry already and are in support of that. So many members of that neighborhood have been specifically pushing to have that. I do feel it's definitely warranted. We've had several fatalities at that intersection.
Lindell and West Russell.
Correct.
The traffic signal or four-way based on the results of their study. Okay. Anything else?
And Carol.
I know it's been in the news about trying to figure out ways to protect the children more when they're walking to school from school buses and private cars. So I don't know if the county has come up with anything concrete about what they want to do.
If you want, I can include that they look for, you know, additional funding in that general area, whether it has to do with studying or adding traffic calming.
Okay.
Yeah, I have something to expand on that, but I'll do that when it's my turn. No, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, Matt.
No, I have no items.
Okay.
Okay.
So I just wanted to add another location, and the whole idea of enhancing or making the crosswalks prominent near schools. And the school that I have in mind is, I think it's Clifford Lawrence Middle School.
Okay.
It's on Peace Way between El Capitan and Durango. And the reason why I mention that is with the recent opening of the Peace Way Bridge near Fort, which is convenient, by the way, but traffic has become more. And the speeding has increased a little bit. And given that there's a middle school in that path from Durango all the way to Fort Apache, we're beginning to get some stop. You know, it's a four-way stop at El Capitan and Peaceway. But I am concerned about the crosswalk that's from the middle school onto the other side. So basically, I think that general area probably needs a little more enhancement. Now, the complication of that fact is on El Capitan and Peace Way, there's a development because we approved two developments. So it'll be a while before it actually gets firmed up. But I just wanted to add the whole thing about trying to improve the prominence of crosswalks near schools.
Okay.
Anything else? All right, okay. So if you wouldn't mind listing the thing, and we'll put it in the form of a motion.
Okay. Okay, these are the number of items that have come up over the last several meetings. Enhancing stop signs with lights or additional paint on the right-of-way to increase visibility at Twain and Beechwood, as well as Mountain Moss and Beechwood. also a crosswalk at Grand Canyon and Cherokee. Repave Torrey Pines between Flamingo and Twain. Add additional no parking signs on Viking between Buffalo and Miller. Additional chairs for the town advisory board members. A new signal or a four-way stop based on the study by Public Works at Lindell and West Russell Road. And that additional funding be put in for various studies or additional devices to protect children going to school throughout the Cloud County School District. And that one specific school, Clifford Lawrence, along Peaceway, El Capitan, and Durango, to enhance visibility of the crosswalks to be more prominently seen by drivers.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon.
Okay.
So is there a motion to support the items just read and forwarded on for consideration to the next spot?
Move.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, there's a second. Actually, we don't have seconds here.
No, you don't need seconds.
No, you just supported.
Okay, but anyway, thank you for those that did.
So four.
Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. All right, thank you very much. Item eight is comments by general public. Seeing that there is no member of the public here, we'll bypass that item. Reminder that our next meeting is October 28th, and I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
At 6:14.
6:14.
All right. That might be a record.
Thank you all.